Thanks to the presence of scanners, the ability of manufacturers and retailers to track, forecast, and improve their business performance has increased exponentially over the way it was historically done. Every time a product is scanned by the retailer's front-end register stand, certain data is sent to a database where it can be analyzed later on to make various strategic decisions. For instance, the retailer can now identify what specific products sold down to the most finite detail. Information on the brand, the flavor, the size, and the price paid for the item is captured and collected for analysis in choosing store assortment or product mix decisions, pricing determinations, and even inventory levels required to meet customer demand. Because each store has a capability to scan, information can be collected on where the product sells best and where it does not, so that individual stores can tailor their product offerings to meet the unique needs of the shoppers that enter that store. By providing insight into what stores perform similarly, the retail chain can then cluster or group similar performing stores and provide them with similar strategies and tactics. Of equal importance is being able to track not only what specific items are purchased, but the complementary products purchased along with the item. Because shoppers often use frequent shopper cards or other loyalty cards to receive discounts, the retailer can also track what was purchased on any specific shopping trip, and then consider running promotions or changing shelf locations to create even greater synergies between categories or products. That information is then compared to historical data of sales for the brand, the specific market, other competitors, and for the retailer. Through this effort, numerous insights can then be derived, such as total sales performance, or the actual dollar value of the sales, sometimes expressed as the number of units sold. But given how frequently products are promoted, it is equally important to separate the sales that occur under normal selling conditions, called base sales, and sales that occur when a promotion is running, called promoted sales. Of course, a portion of the sales that occur during a promotion would have happened ordinarily, so it is critical to be able to isolate the sales that are directly attributable to the promotion as incremental sales. The sales that happen during a promotion that would have happened even if there was no promotion are referred to as subsidized sales and need to be tracked as well. While the analysis done on data collected from scanners can be rather complex, all measures, insights, and assessments are predicated on understanding how total sales are comprised of non-promoted or base sales and incremental sales, and what contributes to each of those outcomes. Contact David Zahn to learn more about this topic or other selling techniques at davidzahn, davidzahn, @zahnconsulting.com.